Within a matter of hours, adult film star Stormy Daniels was arrested, made headlines, and then this afternoon saw the charges dropped. Of course, Daniels has been in a huge legal controversy with President Trump over what she says is a 2006 encounter. She's suing Trump and his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, to void the hush agreement she says she was asked to sign. She was arrested early this morning after she was accused of touching patrons and undercover police officers during a strip club performance in Columbus, Ohio. Okay, we're going to be talking about what happened at that club, and so this conversation is definitely not for all ears. We spoke earlier with Patrick Cooley, a reporter for the Columbus Dispatch. It was reportedly her breasts that apparently Daniels was using illegally, so I asked Patrick Cooley, what exactly was she accused of doing?
We pulled charging documents from the municipal court, and according to what is in those charging documents, what she was doing was there were some patrons standing by the side of the stage. She would walk up to one of them, grab his head, put it in her chest, and just shake her breasts around. I believe the pejorative term for that is motorboating. Just to give you a quick rundown of what it says in the complaints. So there were at least four police officers investigating complaints of vice-related violations, and they were watching the performance. They saw this happening. Three of them went up to the stage, and she touched the officers in a similar manner. And so they arrested her and two other employees of this club.
Yeah. Look, you were not there, but presumably from things some of us have seen in films, for instance, what she was doing is what happens at strip clubs. And presumably the patrons themselves were not complaining, but it was when the three officers went to the stage, she could have thought that they were also patrons. But now she's being charged with violating this law and a provision of it called the Community Defense Act, which was proposed by, we understand, a Cincinnati-based conservative religious organization and approved in 2007. What does it say?
It essentially says that stripper is not allowed to touch patrons. There's kind of a weird provision that stakes out an exception if you're related to that person. But essentially, it's designed to keep the strippers from touching the patrons. Enforcement of this law has been kind of spotty. We pulled the court records on it this morning. There have been about 88 arrests since 2007 under the provisions of this law. And about a little bit less than half of them were of the specific subset that Stormy Daniels was charged under, which was the dancer touching one of the patrons.
Well, and I'm glad you cleared that up because there's some misinformation floating around that the law has never been used. But Columbus officials are saying, and you seem to be validating because your paper pulled some records, that they have been using the law. This was part of work that they usually do. But Stormy Daniels' lawyer, we've become familiar with, Michael Avenatti, has been tweeting that this is the same performance she's been doing as part of a nationwide tour and that this was a setup. This was a sting. Here he is speaking earlier today on MSNBC.
It just seems absurd to me that this is something that would require this amount of resources and would result in the arrest of my client. And I also understand that there's other performers that have been arrested in Columbus and then prosecutors decide ultimately not to press charges.
So he's saying that it was a sting directed at Stormy Daniels. They must know who Stormy Daniels is. You know, have you gotten any reporting on that, whether or not this was specifically because it was her?
So that's not what the police are saying. The police are saying they were there because they were getting complaints. In the press release that they sent out, they said that they do enforce this law and they have made other arrests. And the numbers that we pulled this morning do seem to confirm that. They seem to have specifically started to enforce it lately. 25 of the arrests that we pulled came from the first 6 months of this year.
Yeah. Look, Stormy Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford's lawyer, Avenatti, also said, it's ridiculous that law enforcement resources were used to conduct this. There's got to be a better purpose for such resources. It's early days, but what are people there saying?
So a lot of the feedback we've been getting on social media kind of agrees with that. I saw somebody tweet out that, you know, there's murders in Columbus all the time, and yet the police thought it was worth their time to go to a strip club and
four of them.
Yeah, four of them. A lot of the feedback has been kind of a feminist bent. You know, if a woman's willing to do this, why are you charging her for it? So, yeah, a lot of the feedback that we've been getting online, a lot of them seems to agree with Stormy Daniels' lawyer.
That's Patrick Cooley of the Columbus Dispatch there in Columbus, Ohio. Patrick, thank you.
Thank you.
And again, that was our conversation with Patrick from earlier today. Charges against Stormy Daniels have been dropped. Her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, posted a memorandum, and he showed some of the language that he used to argue on her behalf, including arguing that because she was not a regular performer at the club, the law she's accused of violating does not apply to her.
That story started and ended pretty quickly.
It sure did. Motorboating. Okay, Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.